Well, demand for personal computers has been a bit slack lately. Most of us prefer to put our money into upgrading our smartphones, probably. But demand is hotting up in a new and perhaps unexpected segment of the market, low-end laptops. Google Chromebooks are now outselling Apple Macs, and Microsoft is also keen to get in on the game. Peter Marks, our tech editor, joins us. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Fran.
This move away from PCs towards low-end laptops, is that a new trend? Is it just price-driven? What's going on?
Well, yes, I think people are spending their money every few years on upgrading their phones rather than their personal computers. So computers, personal computers have been in decline by about 10% for the last 3 years, and there's no sign that that will end. But there's a new battleground.
So we're talking desktop computers, right?
Well, actually, most people buy laptops these days. Yeah. Desktops are not so popular.
So when you say personal computers, you mean laptops?
I mean both, but laptops are where most of the action is happening. So what's happening is that Chromebooks have kind of crept in. Basically, a lot of people, we thought we're going to use tablets as their personal computer. That was the future of computers, according to Steve Jobs and others. And people did try to use their tablets as laptops by adding keyboards to them, but it's not a very satisfying experience. Basically, a tablet is designed for fingers to touch the screen. There's no mouse pointer over them. And so adding a keyboard, while it does make it easier to enter text, it's not really a good computer to use.
You know, if you're like, doing business or something.
Yeah, things like editing a document, copying and pasting is very difficult to do on a tablet.
So that brings us to the Google Chromebook. What is the Chromebook?
Look, they're a low cost. Actually, they do vary from very low cost all the way up to kind of a luxury model, but they're thin and light laptops. They pretty much start up and run the Chrome web browser. So all the applications, such as Google Docs and Friends, they just run within the browser. The first Chromebooks came out in 2011 from a number of manufacturers, including Samsung and Acer. Because there's not much of an operating system there, they're actually Linux-based. They're very secure. They don't get viruses. They don't. They're not putting you at risk of malware. And all of the data from them is synced to the cloud. So if you lose one or break one, you just grab another one, log in, and your whole work environment comes
back. Okay, so that kind of sounds perfect. So why doesn't everyone have those, especially if they're cheap?
Well, it does mean that you've got to live your world, your life in the Google cloud. And some people do that. Other people are not so happy about that. Now, the threat from Chromebooks is really to Microsoft mainly, because not only do they lose out on not selling a Windows license to each of those people.
So you can't put Windows on your Chromebook,
they don't
which
run
is
Windows.
A big downside for a lot of people still.
It is if you need to run software, but many people live their lives in the cloud. So not only is Microsoft losing out from not selling a copy of Windows, they're also losing out in those ongoing revenue streams, such as an Office subscription, Office 365 subscription going down the track. So if they lose people, and this is where it happens, it starts with students. Students then leave university, they go into business and they say, hey, look, Chromebooks are really cheap and secure, so why don't we use them here? So that can gradually spread.
What happened to netbooks? I think we talked about these many years ago. They were very cheap. I think you brought in some very cheap ones.
I did, yes.
Now, they didn't have a great reputation.
No, so they first appeared around 2007. They were the first laptops to drop things like optical drives. They had very little memory and disk. And the thing that made them hard to use was they had a tiny screen, pokey keyboards, and, you know, a bad trackpad. That to subsidize the low margin on them, they had all sorts of bloatware, pre-installed demos, virus checkers. I saw them sometimes with multiple virus checkers. They were really a horrible machine. They got a bad reputation. But something's changed this year. I think Microsoft is fighting back. They've managed to slim down Windows 10. Now, Windows 10 is the operating system that is designed to run across all devices, which is, you know, always attracted a bit of criticism. But they have actually made it get smaller than previous versions, and new low-cost laptops are now available in stores. And I picked one up.
Low cost and lightweight. Oh, that's lightweight. That's quite slim, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is a little one. This is a blue one. This is $248.
That's cute. You tell us that.
Come in different colours. Yes, that's right. It's radio. And the specifications are very low end. 2 gigs of RAM, 32 gigs of flash memory. The screen, though, is a normal resolution, 1366 by 768, which is not uncommon on PC laptops these days. And it is actually a usable machine. So at this kind of low end price point, you are getting into, it is the Windows world. Cortana even works. But they're at a very low price point. Now, buying them is quite an interesting experience. You go into the shop and you are spoken up, you are talked up, you are upsold at every opportunity. So when I bought this one, I wanted to actually try it out, but the salesperson was showing me, other end of it opens up.
I'm trying to open it here. Yes. And Peter's watching me grapple
There's
with it.
One more to go.
Now it's, they're all helping me now. Okay, I've got it open.
Thanks,
great,
Matt.
I had it back to front.
So these machines, I mean, it is very low end. Upgrading Windows, which is the first first thing you do when you get a new laptop took hours. It took about 3 hours. But once it's up and running, it actually is a usable machine and the keyboard is quite good. So I guess what I'm saying here today is that do take another look at the Windows 10 low-end laptops. They are usable and they are incredibly cheap. Things have moved on from 10 years ago. This is a new marketplace. If you want something for a student or perhaps a second laptop, something to put just for looking up the TV guide and reading the news, they are actually
viable.
Yeah,
basically what you're saying is we're going for things like Chromebooks or something like this, these Microsoft or the lightweight cheaper laptops for on the go because the tablets don't do it.
And, you know, if it gets destroyed at the beach or something, it's not the end of the world.
It's really light. Pete, thank you very much.
Thanks, friend.
Peter Marks is our technology editor. He's also an app developer and you can hear him as a regular on RN's Download This Show. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 27 minutes to 9.